We are two lines down from the top on Nun Vav Omid Beis. The Mishnah continued, Masha Babor Asur V'Hashar Mutter. When the wine goes down from the gat, from the cistern into the pit, it only be the potential for Yayin Nesach can only become, is only when it gets into the pit, and therefore what becomes Usur is only what's inside of the pit, but whatever is outside of the pit is still permissible. So now the Gemara clarifies the statement, Amar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu Elash Lo Hichsir Gargusni Lagas, Aval Hichsir Gargusni Lagas, Usur. Says Rav Huna, this only depends if the Gargusni wasn't removed and placed back into the cistern. But if the Gargusni was placed back into the cistern, then even what's in the cistern would be prohibited. So what exactly is this Gargusni? Gargusni is, it's some form of a strainer. It's, Rashi says it's a basket which has a strainer inside of it. The point is that as the wine is leaving the cistern and flowing down into the pit, there's this basket that is there that catches some of the peels or the zugin and the pits and the chartzanim, and so it acts as a strainer, but at the same time it could also catch some liquid. And if you take this and you pour it back into the cistern, then you've taken Yayin Nesach and brought it into the cistern, and now you've made the cistern Yayin Nesach as well. So that's what Rav Huna says. It's true that what's only in the pit is usher, but everything else is fine. That's so long as the gargusni was not touched or was not removed. So the Gemara says, hold on a second. Based on what you're saying, that's a true statement, Rav Huna. Based on what you're saying, we have the following question. Gargusni gufa b'may kamitzer. How does the gargusni to become usher? If it only becomes usher inside the pit, how does everything else become usher? How does the gargusni then become usher? Because the gargusni is standing before the pit. It's in front of the pit, so it's above. Gemara asks, the Gemara says, benitzuk, is it that fact that it's connected, that the wines, it's a flow that goes from the basket to the pit, which connects the two together? Shmamina nitu chibur, and then you're going to now finally resolve this big machlokas that we have all over Shas, that nitu chibur, that when the items are touching, they're connected through, when two items are connected through a liquid medium, are they considered halachically connected to transmit tumah and other things? So this is nitzuk chibur, therefore this is going to be yayin nesach too? Is that what you're saying? The Gemara says, no, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what Rav Huna I'm saying, is actually. Kedetani Rav Chia, shepechastu tzlochisu, hachanami shepechastu boro. Now what we're talking about over here is the reason why the gargusni is going to be, if the gargusni was removed and placed into the cistern, why would it make the cistern prohibited? It's because the actual piece, the physical piece of the strainer is inside the, it's sitting inside of the pit, and therefore it's touching the pit. So if you pull it out of the pit and then you put it into the cistern, it's going to ruin everything in the cistern. That's the issue. But otherwise, if it's just sitting above the pit, we do not, this is not a halacha, this is not going to resolve the question of nituk chibur. Now the Gemara has one story here, has a few stories, but we're only going to do one for now. Hahu yenuka, detana avodas kochavim b'shis shni. There was a young child that learned all of the halachos of avodah zarah by the age of 6. So they wanted to ask him a question. Mahu lidroch im ovid kochavim megas. Are you allowed to trod, to trample on the grapes together with an ovid kochavim by the cistern? Amr lehu, he says, well, dorchin im ovid kochavim megas. You're allowed to. So the Mishnah says, you're allowed to be dorich with an ovid kochavim in the cistern. But what do you mean? Vakamanasech biyadeha. But they said to the kid, but there's Yayin Nesach, he can use his hands and do some sort of Yayin Nesach if he's moving his hands there or the like. And we already know, as Rashi points out, we already discussed last time that we retracted from this statement. We said this is not the halakha. So how can the 6-year-old permit the Jew and the Ovid Kochavim to trample on the grapes together? Well, the answer is maybe he's 6 years old. No, he's not. He's smarter than that. Says the 6-year-old, Ditsayr Nalahu Liyadeh. No, they bound his hands. If they bind the hands of the Ovid Kochavim, then he can't do any nisuch with his hands. So the Gemara says, they said to the kid, well, hold on a second, Kamanasech Beregel. But then he can also do nisuch with his feet. He can do some sort of act of Avodah Zarah with his legs as well. And that could make it problematic too. So the 6-year-old, you can answer, he's a 6-year-old, he doesn't know. No, the answer, no, the 6-year-old knows. Nisuch de regel, lo shmei nisuch. The nisuch of a regel is not considered significant, it's not important. No one serves their Avodah Zarah with feet motions of worship. Even though we talk about praying with our feet, here, praying with our feet is not a form of Avodah Zarah. It might be other form of worship, but it's not considered a form of Avodah Zarah to make the Yayin Nesech.